Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On Sunday, it was the fifth annual Science of Sport Science Fair held at Gillette Stadium, and the final six teams presented their research to a panel of judges, which consisted of Patriots owner Robert Kraft, Raytheon CEO Bill Swanson, and offensive tackle Nate Solder. And their findings certainly impressed all three.
I'm listening to these young kids talk, and it's like, I think they're PhD candidates. And to have the kind of mentoring, I mean, Raytheon should be so proud.
I'm impressed. I'm an engineer, so I'm like in what they say, hog heaven. What was really exciting to me is they had a hypothesis that they actually proved wrong. So they were thinking they understood something, but then used math and science to help prove that was either right or wrong.
An outreach program that teaches students math and science through sports. And it's a partnership shared between Raytheon, the Patriots Charitable Foundation, and the New England Boys and Girls Club.
And this is a commitment of hours every week that you volunteers did, and I can't tell you what that means, because I do believe that you planted seeds.
There were 23 teams in all, which was then narrowed down to only a handful. Those finalists had the opportunity to present their research and findings to an executive panel of judges, who would later deliberate on who the top three winners would be. The grand prize winner would receive $1,000 in scholarship money for each member of the team. Second place received $750 each, and third place, $500. The teams each had their own coaches, volunteers from Raytheon, who have spent the past few months mentoring the students to get them to this point.
Very, very proud. You know, they were kind of really scared going into this, really nervous, but they've come through with flying colors, so we're really happy.
The projects were extremely well thought out and constructed, and one team touched on a very relevant matter in the NFL, what can be done to football helmets to reduce the issues with concussions.
Actually, the incentive was they had 10 players, and Brady was the slowest runner and had the score the least probability of getting a concussion. So I don't know, how do you feel about that, Nate?
Well, it's my job to protect him, so...
I'd rather him never get hit,
yeah.
But in the end, first place would go to the Swing Masters, who took months to conduct their research on the science behind the golf swing.
Oh, I'm really proud. They did a good job.
So it was a great day here at Gillette Stadium, especially for the first place winners out of Nashua, New Hampshire. But that will do it for now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.